And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
I had the distinct privilege and misfortune to play high school basketball against Irvin Magic Johnson. A privilege because he was such an amazing player, and misfortune because he was such an amazing player. So I followed his career pretty closely through his college and pro career. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. This is my fourth segment on communication. Today I'm going to talk about the speaker or the sending part in communication. You may recall last week I shared that I once heard Magic Johnson say he felt 100% responsible for the success of every pass he threw. If he threw a great pass but the receiver muffed it, he felt 100% responsible for the failure. Wow, I remember thinking, how tough is that when you do your part perfectly but the other person messes up and you hold yourself responsible? Now, that caused him to become an amazing passer and one of the best of all time. I believe the same should be true for speakers. Yes, the person speaking should take 100% responsibility for the effective transfer of any message. And yes, I believe the listener should also take 100% responsibility for the transfer of any message. So because I'm talking about speakers today and speaking, I wonder what maybe a speaker could do to make sure that, like Magic Johnson, they become one of the very best. Well, here's some suggestions I have. One, don't expect that the person listening to your message is going to get it right away. There's a CEO that shared with me the expression, seven times, seven ways, which might be over the top. So let me talk about four times in four ways. As I want to communicate something very important, I should think about doing it four times and in four different ways. Maybe telling them is my first way. I could follow this up by an email, which would be my second way. Then a follow-up conversation again to see if they've responded in the way I would have expected, knowing they understood me. Then some feedback to them, either positive or constructive, to communicate again what my expectation was. So let me give you an example of what this might look like. In my first way, let's say I tell someone, hey, we need to step up our sales efforts. And in doing so, I'm asking you to contact five potential customers in the next week to see if any might be interested in our products or services. So that's the first way, just telling them. Here's the second way. I might follow up with an email to them confirming what I shared with them in the conversation. Then a third way might be I could check with them 10 days later to see if they did follow up with customers. Now this communicates to them I really meant what I said. And it also checks to see did they really understand what I was saying? And then a fourth way, I might give them some positive feedback for doing it. Doing it well, or might give them some constructive feedback for not doing it at all. This clearly communicates to them what I was expecting and that I really did mean it. So this is just one example of communicating something four times, four ways. What else could I do to best ensure effective communication as a speaker? Well, another thing is to realize that I often say the wrong words. My brain comes out and I think I'm saying the right words, but my brain sends a wrong message to my mouth. Sometimes my brain seems to have a mind of its own, whatever that means. I can also remember that many English words have double meanings. This is used for some classic comedy, like Abbott and Costello's Who's On First skit. But in reality, these double meanings usually aren't so funny. They just mess up communication. I could ask people to tell me in their own words what they understood I said. Having them paraphrase what I said is a great and simple way to uncover if there was any misunderstandings. I can also give them some examples, like I did with you a moment ago, about the four times, four ways. Bottom line, my advice to you is that you should assume that communication is only effective about 70% of the time. Don't assume what I said is what I meant. Don't assume that they heard what I was saying. Or don't assume that others have the same definition for words that I have. So when somebody does something that appears to be stupid or mean or immoral, based on what we had talked about, I should ask myself, maybe there was a misunderstanding. Often it is the case. Now, as I said last week about listening, this is in fact very hard work, but it can be done. And good communication, whether speaking or listening, is a very important characteristic of great leaders, especially great Christian leaders. So this week, think about how well you're doing in your communication and what you could work on. Next week, I'm going to share a few of my favorite leadership quotes and why I like them. Until then, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.